Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm Addison Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more wisdom and a whole lot less stress. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something, maybe finishing a work project, tackling that reading list, or even just having a decent conversation, but your mind is bouncing around like a pinball in an arcade? Yeah, me too. It happens all the time. But guess what? Mindfulness exercises can be our secret weapon against this mental chaos. Today, we're diving into some practical mindfulness techniques that can seriously level up your concentration game. Think of it as a mental workout strengthening those focus muscles so you can achieve peak productivity and enjoy life more fully. Because let's face it, who wants to feel like their brain is on autopilot all the time? Firstly, remember to breathe. I know, sounds simple, right? But seriously, deep, conscious breaths are like a reset button for your mind. When you're feeling scattered, take a few moments to inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a couple of seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times. It might sound basic, but trust me, it makes a world of difference in calming the mental storm. Secondly, embrace the power of observation. Instead of letting your thoughts race ahead like wild horses, try to observe them without judgment. Just notice them coming and going, like clouds drifting across the sky. Don't get caught up in trying to control or analyze them. Simply acknowledge their presence and let them pass. It's like watching a movie. You can enjoy the story without having to direct it. Thirdly, try anchoring your attention. This means finding your focal point, something tangible to help ground your mind. It could be an object in your surroundings, a sound, or even just your own heartbeat. Focus on that anchor for a few minutes, allowing your awareness to settle and concentrate. This helps train your mind to stay present and resist distractions. Next up, practice mindful walking. It's more than just putting one foot in front of the other. It's about paying attention to every sensation, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the movement of your body, the sights and sounds around you. Engage all your senses and really be present in that moment. It's a great way to clear your head and boost your focus. Finally, remember that consistency is key. Like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. Start small, even just 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Be patient with yourself, celebrate those moments of clarity, and keep at it. You'll be amazed at how much stronger your concentration becomes over time. Ever feel like you're constantly on overdrive? Racing from one task to the next, barely catching your breath? I know I have. Last week, I was swamped with deadlines writing a blog post, prepping for a podcast recording, and trying to squeeze in some quality time with my furry sidekick, Buster. My brain felt like a popcorn machine popping off in every direction. I decided to try out one of the mindfulness exercises we talked about, mindful walking. I stepped outside, took a few deep breaths, and started paying attention to everything around me. The sun warming my skin, the gentle breeze rustling the leaves, the chirping of birds, things I usually just glance over became vibrant and alive. It was like hitting the reset button on my mental state. By focusing on my surroundings, I managed to calm my racing thoughts and actually feel present in that moment. So remember, mindfulness isn't just about sitting cross-legged and chanting, though. If that works for you, go for it. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment, your breath, your body, your surroundings. It's a skill you can practice anywhere, anytime, and it has the power to transform your day-to-day experience. Today's key takeaways are these. Take those deep breaths, observe your thoughts without judgment, find an anchor to ground your attention, try mindful walking, and most importantly, be consistent in your practice. Remember, even a few minutes of mindfulness can make a big difference in how focused, calm, and centered you feel. So go ahead, give these techniques a try. Let me know what works best for you over on social media. I'm always eager to hear your stories and learn from each other. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Until tomorrow, stay mindful, stay grounded, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.